to 11:30 on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, before we have a chat with my guest in the studio today, she's 19-year-old Alex, who's a singer-songwriter.
Yeah, sorry, I'm from Crawley.
Crawley, right, okay.
In West Sussex.
So we're going to chat more. She's got an amazing voice. Wait till you hear this girl live. I have been playing this track quite a bit on Phoenix FM. This is the brand new single from Alex, and you can check her out online as well. We'll go through all the details for that. But this is her with Persuade You. Absolutely love that track. Beautiful vocals, and the girl herself is in the studio. I'm joined by Alex. A very good morning.
Good morning to you.
It's lovely to meet you, and you've been warming up, and she's got a fantastic live voice as well, which is I knew you would do.
Oh, thanks.
Now, you're joined by your sister. What's your sister's name?
My name's Brooke.
Hello, Brooke. And Brooke's playing percussion, and you've also got your producer and co-writer as well.
Yes, my producer, Rod.
Hello, Rod. Nice to meet you. There we go. And your mum's in the corner. Hi, Mum.
Hi.
How long have you been writing music?
I've been writing songs and music in general since I was about 11 years old. I've always had an interest in music ever since I was like could talk, really. But I started writing my own stuff when I was 11. It was sort of a bit more innocent, and I don't use any of them now, really. But that was where it first sort of transpired.
And do you play guitar, or do you do melodies? Or
I'm not coordinated enough for that.
So you get melodies, and basically if somebody was to play you a drum beat, you can immediately sing a tune.
Yeah, if somebody was to play me a drum beat, and if they had come up with a set of chords, maybe I could put a melody and lyrics to it in about 10 minutes. I mean, we've done it before, haven't we, Rod?
Yeah.
But a lot of the time it will be like really random. I could be tidying my room upstairs and something will come to me, and I'll record it on my phone, and then I'll go downstairs to my keyboard. It's the only thing I sort of roughly know how to play, and I'll make chords to it, and then next day I'll go to Rod and I'll be like, listen to this song I've made.
How did you two get together?
I was friends with his daughter growing up in school, and he started this studio, and I found myself a lot of the time I'd go around to sleep over her house, and when I couldn't sleep at like 2 o'clock in the morning, go down to his studio and he'd be working on something and I'd get in on it.
You've got a really unusual voice as well, which is really good in this world of music, that it's distinctive. Who are your influences? Who sort of shapes your voice?
Definitely Beyonce. I'm the biggest fangirl of Beyonce ever.
Yeah.
But definitely as I was growing up and sort of started to discover my own style vocally and in my writing, it was Joss Stone really who came in and sort of really had a massive influence on everything, to the point where when I sort of hadn't just quite discovered my own sound yet, I actually was almost trying to imitate her style of singing, and then that reflected in my writing. Now I have my own voice, but I still have those influences, those soulful undertones, which I like to keep.
You've already had lots of club tracks out. You've had Interrogation, Call Your Name, Not Like This, which is on the underground garage scene, and also been played at Ministry of Sound, Ibiza.
That was really surreal, like getting those sort of the feedback and the reports back, and seeing just all the different countries. Like, it wasn't just local radio stations in the UK, but all the different countries where my songs had been played. Like in Ibiza, where a lot of my friends were going on holiday, I remember my mum's colleague, her daughter came back from Ibiza and said that she'd heard my song being played while she was on holiday, and that was completely surreal. Also getting a phone call from Flirt UKG Radio in Canada saying they wanted to do an over-the-phone interview. That was amazing, because it was like, wow, it's landed on that continent. Like, that was, it's so cool. Like, it feels real. And that was amazing, like, to see. It just sort of confirmed like, yeah, your songwriting is good. It's good enough for all these people to like it.
Now, what song are we going to play first?
I think we'll go for Shining Like the Sun first. This song is actually on my Spotify as well, so you can go and listen to that and download if you have premium. This song is sort of all about the end of a relationship. It's like an on-off sort of thing going on between this guy and this girl, and they've broken up, they've just got back together, and the girl's sort of realizing, actually, I shouldn't let you go, because when we're together we're better, we bring out the best in each other, and when we're together, now we're here in this place, we're shining like the sun.
What a voice. Listen to that. Got very silent now. I sound like a stalker when I say it like that. really, really great voice. She sings as fantastic, as live, as well as recorded. I'm joined by Alex, who's 19-year-old singer-songwriter. She's here with a producer and with her sister, who plays a mean bit of, what is it, percussion. And I love that sound. Do that sound. Just play it very quickly in the background. I love that. I'm going to have that for you again. So do you write, Alex, your best songs? Do you have, like, moods? Do you write better when you're happy or sad?
Sounds really bad, but I write better when I'm sad, because it's when my emotions are right near the surface, and it's quite easy to then transfer that into words and onto paper. But all of my songs, like, I try to write from experience, whether it's my own or actually trying to step into somebody else's shoes of an experience that my friend might be having, or that, like, just something that I've heard about, maybe. I mean, I did write a song back in 2012 about the Ice Bucket Challenge and ALS, and that was the first song that me and my producer ever did. Mm. Yeah, that was about how I thought it was quite unjust, and how people were doing the challenge and not paying to the charity, or just doing it for a fad.
Yeah.
It's normally my best songs come when I'm sad. And another one of my best songs that I think I've ever written was when, like, my first boyfriend left me in, like, year eight. So I was like 13, but it's still the best song I've ever written, and I stand by it. And I was really emotional, and I just sat in my bedroom with my laptop, and I wrote this song called Too Little Too Late. I am holding that one back, though, for a special time.
And he'll regret that now.
Yeah. I hope so.
When he sees you all over the world, he'll be feeling a little bit.
Harry Styles as well.
It wasn't Harry Styles.
It wasn't, but we can say it. Maybe it was. Let's not say that, but, you know, it could be. Who knows? I'm sure you're meeting me to be speaking. Were you saying something then to your producer, Alex? I couldn't quite hear. Yes, I hope there was no swearing going on in the studio. What's the best lyric? What's the lyric that you've written and you've gone, my God, that's good?
It's probably, each day is getting stranger as we're becoming strangers, and now you run the danger of losing me forever. So take this as a warning, or in the morning I'll be gone. I think that's my best lyric.
Now, you're off to uni in September.
Yeah.
What are you studying?
Completely random, and everybody says this to me because they hear I'm a singer, and then I tell them what I'm studying and they go, wow, that's different. I'm going to study archaeology with forensic science.
Ooh.
Very different, but it's something I've always wanted to do as a sort of, if nothing comes of it, but it's still my plan B. I'm still coming back every fortnight, every few weeks, to come down and continue with my career, because, like, first and foremost, that's what I want to do.
But it's good to have a backup plan. Yeah. I don't think you need one, really. I think you need one. No. Now, you were going to play another song. We're going to talk about more because you've got an album coming out towards the end of the year. So the next track we're going to play, is it going to be Loving You Is All I Do?
Yes, Loving You Is All I Do.
And tell us about this one. It's not about Harry Styles again, is it? I said the wrong thing.
God, I wish.
Yes.
Loving You Is All I Do, that's all about, again, it's another relationship song, aren't they all? This girl she's realising that actually this guy is great for her, like this guy, and it makes her feel almost divine, like it's got a sort of heavenly feel to it, and she feels like she wants to shout about it to the world, like this guy's got me, he's mine, and he's so good to me. So yeah, and that's all she does. All she does is love him.
Loving you is all I do. Supposed to be a night flame, but you said all the right things. And every day I count my lucky stars, you came around, cause this path is so exciting. I wanna say my pride, but I'm always tongue-tied. Just a look is all it took to get me in your arms, and I'll stay by your side. Loving you is all I do, raise my hands to the sky.
That will teach me from having a conversation off air. Just got a look from Alex. Get talking. Now joined in the studio by singer-songwriter Alex. And if you want to find her on Twitter, it's __ALEXX_. So why are you like doing things in doubles? That doesn't sound very good when I say it quite like that. But so why is it?
That's what I tell everyone because I have a bit of OCD. But the double X thing came from because... My full name is Alex Hill, and apparently that's already an artist. He's a guy in America or somebody. Alex by itself was taken as well. I put on another X, and it was like, yeah, this is available to register as an artist. I was like, let's go with that. And it was the same on Twitter. Like, I put one underscore, and it was like, nope. Put two on each side, and it was like, yeah, all right. So
there we go. So we will put all the details up on the website as well. You've got all the W's, alex.com, so you've got that website, and you're also on Facebook and Instagram and all the rest of the stuff.
Yep, those. I'm a teenager.
Yes. I keep looking at Instagram, I keep filming myself. I didn't use it for about a year, and I just film myself upside down. Every time I do it, I've got no idea what I'm doing. And people are just saying, why are you putting these things on? I thought it's the right thing to do. Yes, what? Do you not know what Instagram is? Do all the young people in here, do you know what Instagram is?
Yes.
There we go. Now, you've got a debut album coming out later in the year, which will have Persuade You on it.
Yes.
So how many other tracks have you got? Because most people now do an EP, which I don't really understand, because it's like...
Neither do I, to be honest.
If you're going to write songs, would you come out with an EP or an album? What's the difference?
We're quite keen to sort of show that we can write more than a couple of songs. That's why we want to release an album, really.
Yeah.
Well, we've got like a whole arsenal of songs.
Oh, I wonder what you were going to say then. I know. No. I've been told earlier she swears like a tree. I was like, oh, no, no.
No, we've got... I don't. I'm a really nice girl. I'm a really nice girl, I promise. No, we've got a whole massive collection, of... songs, about like 10 to 12. So we thought, well, why do that in like 2-3 EPs when we can put them all together all at the same time in a full album?
Like, then we've got the difficult second album, haven't we?
Yeah.
Which won't be difficult.
It won't be, no.
We've got loads of space
on top of like the 12 to 14 tracks that we've got, and they're going on the album. I mean, on my phone alone, I've probably got like 6-7 more ideas to develop for album number 2 already, and album number 1's not even out.
Yeah.
So we'll never run out of material.